Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. This is your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. I have such a great show for you today. You know, December 29th, I had on Dr. Edvige, and the conversation was so incredibly wonderful and interesting that I wanted more. So I asked her to come back and be with us again, and she is here today, and we're going to continue this fascinating, fascinating topic. She is the author of You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening, and her spiritual journey started at the age of 12 when she was often visited by what she refers to as benevolent beings of light, and she discerned at that time that it was her destiny to be a bridge between heaven and earth. And she discovered, Dr. Edvige discovered she was gifted by divine source the ability to clear energies that are blocking the flow of someone's higher self from moving fully into one's third dimensional body and consciousness. She holds a doctorate of metaphysical science, is certified theta healing practitioner, and is also experienced in Reiki and non-touch pranic healing. I want to bring Dr. Edvige on because we're going to run out of time again. There's so much to talk about, but let's get started. Good morning, Dr. Edvige.
Good morning, Randy. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, it is. It's so exciting. It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
You were just sharing some things that recently occurred in your life, and maybe you'd like to share them again with the listeners?
You know, so much is going on, and quite honestly, this process of unfolding, of expansion, of enlightenment, it continues, right? It's not like we get to the destination and that's it, we're done. We continue to evolve. And so even for me, you know, in our last conversation, last interview, I shared with how my light body moved into me back in September of 2012. And you would think, okay, that's pretty cool. You have your light body, now what? You know, isn't that the end all? And it so isn't. It's just a part of the journey. And so from my light body, then, of course, that's when I was guided that I could activate people's light bodies because these templates turned on with me. But literally, and I know I believe I shared, then this past September, as I was doing another leg of the sacred ceremony and the work that we do, and as the earth was moving through the photon belt, I did a three-day ceremony. There was nine of us that came together, and literally as I sang the 72 names for God, my goodness, the mountain shook. And in that moment, on the third day of the closing ceremony, Metatron opened the gateway, and my I Am presence really started to move more fully into me. Well, it turns out that my I Am presence is a part of, or is the cosmic mother, the return of that divine feminine out-breath. Wow.
Wow.
And so that happened. I know I'm pulsing and vibrating. The energy coming off me right now is so fierce. I mean, it's that aspect of Source that has never incarnated. And just as she was moving into, and I say she because it's the feminine aspect of, you know, this part of Source, moved in, and I went to stand up. I mean, I looked down at my feet, and my feet were curled because she had never moved in, and she was still moving into me. And everyone stood around, were like, oh, my goodness. And her counselor, so it's been quite the adjustment of adjusting to this. Okay, you think, okay, well, my goodness, your I Am presence is now moving in. Now what? Well, here we are in the now what. They showed me, okay, I don't even know where to go. I'm excited. I want to share. And yet it's so much to even take in and to comprehend, you see. And so we are now moving through these different eclipses, and this month as we move into the Holy Week and all of this that is happening. And so I was guided, you know, even my warrior angel, she called me and said, we're supposed to get together the week, the Holy Week. I'm like, okay, let's look at that. And so, yes. And so, of course, then we discovered there are all these eclipses going on, right? And Metatron, the person who overshadows, or that Metatron overshadows, reached out to me. And he said, Advise? I'm like, yes. And he said, beginning on the 20th or whenever it was of this month, I was moving into this 52-day window of Neptune, and all of these things were going to happen. And you'd go out and you'd come across these gatekeepers as you're being pulled through the seventh and final initiation of ascension. I'm like, okay, what does that mean? And so I went into meditation. Okay, Randy. When I went into meditation, I went to Shambhala, and literally it was so amazing and so beautiful and so golden. These purple tulips danced below my feet as I levitated and hovered through Shambhala. I was shown that bridge. Remember in the introduction how I talked about this bridge between worlds? Well, the bridge was there, and the bridge dismantled before my eyes, and they showed me that we no longer need to cross the bridge of death to move into immortality. I'm like, whoa. And then they showed me how the cosmic mother and creator come from the galactic core, and how I was holding it open to usher in the golden age when those beings were ready. And there's, you know, still more things of awakening that have to happen. And so this past eclipse that just happened, they had me go into meditation. I went into meditation. And the other universes each have a cosmic mother. So I'm the one for this universe. And all at one time, all the cosmic mothers came together and all sent me a beam of light. So as I sat in meditation receiving this light all at the same time, it connected that particular grid of the cosmic mothers and all the universes because they had separated. And it was so powerful, Randy. I screamed. I didn't share that with you. I screamed, this high-pitched scream, because I felt like my head was about to burst. There was so much coming into it. And so at that point, these beams of light, seven rays of light, started coming out of my head, creating then the spiral of energy around me. And at that time, my cosmic DNA was activated. And now these spirals around me are activating my physical DNA as my new body, right? Everything is beginning to activate. So I was sharing with you a session that I did on someone last week. And I do clearings, activations, and all these things, right? And so this person was in England, and I had my camera on, and she stopped, and she says, "But Dr. Adige, there's this white light coming into your room." And so I looked at the camera, and yes, I saw this white light filling my room, and I saw an orb move past me. And I'm like, oh, we have to capture this. So I pushed the record button, and then I did the session. When I came back and looked at the video, my room filled with white light. There was sacred geometry in my room, and it grew bigger and bigger, reaching out to me. I was sitting in a sphere, my bubble. I was sitting in this bubble, you know, like, is it Michael da Vinci, or no, Leonardo da Vinci that created that painting, and you're in a sphere of energy. That's what it was
right.
like. I was in that actual
right.
bubble. I was in it. It had hues of greens and purples and blues within it. And, and then all of a sudden, I started to get very light and transparent. And then I dematerialized. I think that if I wasn't speaking and doing the work, I probably would have just completely disappeared. You could see me just ever so slightly as I began to become transparent and dematerialize, and then I came back. And then as soon as I was done working on her and finished, it was bright. The room was bright and clear.
This is mind-blowing stuff. Mind-blowing.
So how do you think I feel? Because it's a lot to, quite honestly, adjust to.
I'll bet. Why?
You know,
okay, I'm sorry. Keep going.
No, and you asked earlier, what does it do to the physical body? And I think that's a really, really important question to cover because our physical body is changing. We literally are changing and becoming very electrical. You know, think about it. 3D is a lower dimensional energy. 4D, when you go to sleep and you know you're going to the astral plane, it's a higher dimensional energy, even though it still has polarity and duality there. And then as we move past that, we begin to go into 5D and 6D and 7D and higher. This is a higher dimension. It's higher frequency. So it begins to get very electrical when you start to tap into getting your light body and moving. And so your physical body, you've been physical for a very long time, many incarnations, and it's got to adjust to the process. And so, you know, in the early stages of transmuting, yes, you're going to have those symptoms of letting go and that kind of stuff. And you deal with those sorts of symptoms of, you know, you may have colon issues, you may have stuff like that, feeling flush, headaches, and that kind of stuff as these things are transmuting out. And then as you begin to move through transforming, when now your DNA is starting to activate and your chakras have to be turned on, right, because all your higher chakras have to turn on for you to start to be able to bilocate and things that I've been able to do. And so in that, wow, it's electrical. And so for me, it's been shingles, you know, manifesting, because the body goes into this shock when you have this bolt of energy just shooting through you where you want to scream. It's like, you know, that's your nervous system is being tweaked and recalibrated. And so that's what shows up for me. And so, yeah, it's being mindful of all of this and just stay in your breath, stay in the most positive energy and attitude that you can with grace and ease and just surrender and move through it.
Wow. You know, I just, as of late, since December, I just keep getting hit with one thing after another, after another, after another. And it can be so defeating. These are all physical issues. It could be so defeating. Mm-hmm. Especially since I'm someone who is, I have a lot of work to do. I need to get out there and share, you know, and so it sets me back.
But it's not to set you back. It's, you see, these last remnants and it reacts in your body that way because it's the process. And so we have to change our perception of how we see it. It's not holding you back. Everything is in divine timing, do you see? And you will have all of this behind you when it's the right and perfect time to step more fully into your power, because all of those gifts, all of those things still have to fully awaken and fully come to life. And you can't do it before it's time, because then you're not fully equipped. And so that's why we really have to change our perception of how we see stuff. Nothing is going to hold you back. Trust me, when I got that bolt of light, oh, my gosh, and it hit my head like, really, are you serious? In that moment when my cosmic DNA and everything was just recalibrated, I stepped fully into my destiny, and at that point, nothing can turn back from my destiny. You see, so you're working towards getting to that point when you will step fully into your destiny, and then there are no roadblocks. Nothing can turn you away from the mission and the purpose that you said yes to. And so that's what you have to hold on to. And just when something shows up, okay, that's one more thing that needed to awaken, and it showed up this way. Thank you. Next. One more thing. Thank you. Next. Thank you. Next. And keep going.
Okay.
Nothing's going to stop you. Yeah.
Okay. That's so encouraging. That's so encouraging. Why do you think, now, as your gift is progressing, is this just coming to you? It's not like you're doing work or anything like that. It's just, it's coming to you. In the beginning, were there things that you had to do to encourage the energies and the connections?
Well, you know, I prayed and meditated an awful lot. And remember, I said early on that I was born with fourth dimensional consciousness and no life lessons. So in this lifetime, it was all about me awakening. I had been in the golden ages before, hoping that we would have this time, right? And so it's been, for me, my existences have been extremely preordained as this divine benevolent being taking place, you know, waiting for this time that she could fully come through. So I always had the connection. I didn't always know what any of it was about. And so life, of course, had its challenges, but nothing where I had to work so hard to transmute, because I didn't have life lessons. So I didn't have that stuff to transmute. Although I had lots to learn, right, and expand and to discover what was going on and why was this happening to me. I mean, look at that. I had a car accident. Why did I have a car accident? Because at that time, that's what I was a vibrational match to. So I still had to do the work to learn how to raise my vibration, to learn how to master my thoughts, because I was still, you know, that A personality. I'm an Aries. So I was very much, you know, had to be in charge and had to be done my way type personality, you know. And so it was surrendering was my big thing, learning to surrender that there is a part of me that's going to take over, and it's not the inner child, it's not the ego, it's this other part who just has to be. Nothing's broke, and they don't have to do it your way for it to be right. You have to learn the laws of allowing. You have to learn the universal laws. And so really in this life, it was about relearning, because I already knew it in previous lifetimes, right? It's about relearning the universal laws. It's about understanding the principles of the rays of God and taking all of those principles and becoming those principles. You know, when I was in Mount Shasta in October of 2014 and started the process of my I Am Presence moving into me, I received all the rays of God one by one. And I'm like, oh, surrender, right? Healing, abundance. All of these rays, cosmic love, understanding what they meant. And so all of those things created the work that I teach and do now, because it's that process of mastering these things to that will move you forward. And so that's what it's been for me, mastering all of these principles and these things so that I could be that, you know, who I'm being called forth to be.
Right.
So
and,
a different journey, but kind of the same.
Right. So, and that's the question really I was going to ask you. Who you're called to be, is that, are you here to teach others to be in the same, well, I don't even know what the word is, but are you here to teach others to do what you could, what you're able to do, or are you here to help others heal through your gifts?
So both. Absolutely. You see, because, okay, so understand that this is the lifetime where we awaken. This is the lifetime of ascension, which is letting go of the old, right, transmuting out the old from past lives, from this lifetime of lack, fear, guilt, shame, pain, suffering, doubt, healing through all of that, raising your vibration. As you begin to raise your vibration, you go into transforming, where your chakras are turning on, you're transforming, you're becoming the detached observer, your soul is starting to move back into you, and you're expanding, expanding, becoming more of who you are at a higher level, and then you transfigure, where your light body moves into you, And now that's that vehicle that will allow for your I Am presence to begin to descend into you, because that is ascension. So you're becoming that lighter, more transparent being, right? Because it's higher vibration, higher frequency. So that's the process. So we have to have someone who goes through the process to teach us how to go through the process, and who can help to clear those things, those blocks, lifetime after lifetime that we've held on to, who can activate your chakras, your higher chakras, and clear and actually activate your light body, or help you to bring in your light body when you're ready. So that's the process. And then what? So now it's about then ushering in this golden age, this age where it is all love, joy, peace, harmony, balance, and that 2,000-year window of the golden age. And so as a way-shower, it's to be able to do it first, to cross that bridge, and then hold it open so that everyone else who has done the work crosses it as well.
Okay. Okay. Beautiful. It's beautiful. And so when you say that the time of awakening is now, is that mm-hmm. time of awakening for all of us, or for those of us who, like you say, are going to lead the way?
The time of awakening is for everyone who has chosen to awaken and end reincarnating in 3D. This is the time where the golden age, the earth is rebirthing herself, right? This is that lifetime. So anyone and everyone who wants to ascend, this idea of returning to your higher dimensional self, right, this dimension, this reality, this state of consciousness, it's for everyone. And it will come and happen in waves. So, of course, there are those who are the forerunners, those who have been working at it for a very long time, those who might say are the light workers, who will then get it and help the next wave, the first wave, the second wave, the third wave, the fourth wave, how many waves there are, I don't know. But so everyone isn't doing it at the same pace, and everyone isn't at the same place, right? Because there are those 10 stages of consciousness that one must move through. And so someone might, just because your soul says yes, you are awakening in this lifetime, you are doing it, you still have to go through the process. So you might still be at the second stage of consciousness where you are still in survival mode and you're, you know, taking care and providing for your future and your planet, for your family, still thinking that, you know, the 3D waves are still important. So you may not have realized yet that, hey, there's something more beyond that, and let me start to move through these stages of consciousness. And so that's where you may be. Because your soul already knows you're awakening, and they get it, so they're going to start to give you those signals. There's something more. There's something you're supposed to be doing, right? And you'll start to get those signals. Ah, and so you may get that person who's just starting to say, there's something else I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know what it is. Ah, they got the call, the clarion call, and now they're going to begin to get it, and they're going to begin to do the work, and they're going to start to meditate and see that there's something beyond themselves, and they're going to begin to connect, right? And then you may have someone who's done all that for the last 10 years, and they're pulsing and vibrating, and they're right there on the precipice. I get those emails literally with that word. I'm right on the precipice of something. And they are ready. They're really high in vibration. They've already transmuted. They're beginning to transform, or at the end of transforming, and now they're ready to transfigure. They're actually ready for their light body, and their light body will move into them, and they begin that process, right, of their I Am presence starting the descension into them, so that they can go and they can do their work, and now they can have their energy field be expanded. And now within their energy, they're going to begin to influence people who come into their realm, their energy. And then they will start to turn people on who are at the beginning stages. So do you see the process and the cycle?
Wow. I think we may have a caller. Would you like to take a caller?
Yeah, sure, yes.
Okay. Sometimes people just call in to listen, but let's just see. This is area code 404. Are you calling to talk to Dr. Avish?
Hello. No, I was just calling in to listen in on the show.
Okay,
well, hello.
Very good.
Thank you.
Just wanted to check. Okay, thanks. Keep listening. Okay, just like to check that out.
Absolutely.
Well, when we talk about the golden age or the age where all this is happening, and I know we can't put this in terms of a linear amount of years or whatever, but the age, if you could assign some kind of years to it, what would that be?
So when would it have started or when does it end?
How much longer is this going to go on?
Oh, so, you know, we're just giving birth to it now, right? You know, we stepped across the threshold onto new Earth, as you've heard people talk about before. And so we're just in the beginning stages, quite honestly. And to get through it, I don't really know how many years. Somewhere around next year, I think we'll be more firmly with the grid and different things beginning to happen. The age itself, the golden age, is a 2,000 year age. So so once you're in it, you know, hey, it's good and long. You'll know you're in, and you'll just be in this amazing place. You know, when I've been shown Shambhala, oh my gosh, you can't imagine how beautiful it is, and just the energy, the love permeating from it, the flowers dancing below your feet. And quite honestly, a couple of weeks ago, it was so amusing. I had a couple of girlfriends over, and they're gifted. You know, your circle of friends become very small, right? And typically they're of like mind and self. So they were gifted, and one of them, she said, "It's me." I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "Standing behind you, they're like these little people standing behind you." She said, "Randy," she said, "Are they like midgets?" And I said, "Stop." I said, "No, they're the little people from the kingdom." She's like, "What? There really are little people in the kingdom?" And he said, "Yes, just like the
Wizard of
Oz.
It's the kingdom. It's the Earth Kingdom.
Yes.
That's right.
So they came
where the fairies
me.
And the
yes, exactly.
And right, all those people are elves.
When I was at Mount Shasta, the fairies came to visit me at Mount Shasta. I saw them. They're real. And so the little people were here. And so I went into meditation, and there they were. They brought me into the kingdom, and they welcomed me in. And I'm like, "Well, thank you." And the entire time I spoke in the light language to them. And it was just magnificent. And they brought me in, and they welcomed me, and they sat me down, and they brought me gifts. And I just blessed and blessed and blessed them. There she is. It was absolutely beautiful. And what was so funny, I'm like, "Okay, but I have to get up now, and I have clients." And this part was like, "No, but I'm sitting here in the kingdom. I haven't been here in millennia since the creation of this earth. I'm sitting here," and I'm like, "But I have to meditate. I have to go." So I got up. So imagine I was split all day, and I could feel being multidimensional because I could feel that part there, and yet I could feel me attempting to walk, and I went and did sessions for the day. It was so interesting. Yeah.
It is. I've never heard anybody who has had these experiences before, and now I understand it's because this is because you are here to represent the feminine in this world, right? Is that what it is?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and how does the feminine apply to male energy or men?
So here's the beautiful thing. First of all, there has to be a balance. And so I'll give you this example. Yesterday, one of my clients said, she's in my mentoring program. It was so beautiful. She said to me, "Dr. Rafiz, I tell you, since we've been working together," she said, "now, I've had a wonderful marriage." She's been married 34 years. She said, "but all of a sudden, it has completely changed. And there is this joy between us. And his energy has gotten lighter. And now all of a sudden he's so into understanding what I do. And he's like, 'I understand what you're doing. I understand.' And he's right there supporting her. She's a Reiki master and she's teaching. And now her work is tweaking and she's actually getting those newbies, those people just beginning to wake up and right in those early stages of consciousness, and she's seeing how it's expanding to doing so much more, and her husband's coming right in alignment. For me, my husband, I've been together with him for 16 years, and literally, I did the cooking in the house and everything. All of a sudden, he's in the kitchen and he's chopping up vegetables, and this feminine side is just coming right through. So you see what's going on. Our divine masculine and our divine feminine is being balanced, and it's bringing out the divine feminine now within the masculine, where that masculine energy was always so strong. Now it's getting balanced. And that gentle side is coming through. So that's what's happening as the divine feminine is returning. It's bringing balance. So within each woman, she's getting the balance and being able to use more of the intuition. And within the man, he's getting more of the feminine energy to bring him up into balance. And so our relationships are going to be much more joyful. And actually, this energy began right around Valentine's Day. So pay attention if you notice how your spouse started to act just a little differently right around that time. That's when that energy started to really start to manifest itself.
That is so interesting. And it's so hopeful for so many of us whose husbands are so stuck in their ways.
Non-supportive and stuck in their ways.
Yeah, that's so hopeful. Mm-hmm. Wow, I love that. Mm-hmm. It's 11:30. All right. I wanted to ask you, in your book you talk about soul loss and retrieval. What do you mean by soul loss?
Okay. So earlier I said in the transmutation stage how you have to work through all your stuff, all the lack, the fear, the guilt, the shame, the pain, all of these dysfunctionalities you mastered lifetime after lifetime. But in addition to that, for example, so many of us, especially those on this call, have been healers in previous lifetimes, have been awake in other lifetimes, right? You may have been Lemurian or Atlantean or whatever, or you may have been a healer in a lifetime where their crusades.
Inquisition?
Right. Yeah, right. And so when in a previous lifetime, when something traumatic had happened, your soul would actually fragment, and that piece of your soul would be at that traumatic experience, still reliving it over and over. And so as we do the work to transmute, you know, you're now in a new body, but who you are truly is your energy body, your emotional, mental, etheric, that body. And so all of those unexpressed emotions, for another example, is a little boy in a lifetime hits his knee and his mom says, little boys don't cry, and you hold that emotion in. That's an unexpressed emotion, right? And so all of that travels in that emotional body, in your mental body, in your body. And now in this lifetime, you're like, okay, you're sitting there and you're writing the lessons in your Akashic record of what you want to experience, and now it's time for you to be born. That energetic body comes right along with you. So all of those unresolved things, all of those traumas, all of those splicing of your soul is all in this body. And now you have to address it and heal this physical body, what you took on from childhood, those programs, what you learned, you know, what were your parents saying about money around you? What were they saying about relationships? How do they treat each other? How do they treat you? Did you feel invisible? So that inner child needs to be healed and addressed, and then those past lifetimes of all that stuff. So that soul fragment is somewhere along the way you had a traumatic experience. And so all of that has to be addressed in this lifetime and those parts brought back in, healed, so that you are whole. You see, so that's a part of the process and what I mean by soul fragments.
And why are some of us more willing to open up and allow that than others?
You mean allow it to happen or allow it to heal?
Yes, allow it to happen, because obviously we all have things that we've come in with that we need to work on. Some of us are willing to look at it, some of us are not.
Well, that's where you are consciously. You see, again, those 10 stages of consciousness. And so here's two things I want to say about that. You have the 10 stages of consciousness. So if you're at the early stages of consciousness, you're simply not going to understand that. But also, we have these different incarnations. So we have old souls, we have baby souls, we have infant souls. So an old soul, right? And so many who are awakening and getting it, by the way, are old souls. It's just the thing. Because you've had the lifetime as the baby soul, the infant soul, the middle-aged soul, right? And so if you are an old soul, which you are, of course, Randy, and you're getting it, you can't expect a baby soul or an infant soul or even a middle-aged soul to really necessarily understand, because that's not what this lifetime is about. This lifetime is about them understanding. I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me.
That's okay.
Thank
you. Bless you. God bless you. God bless
Thank you. You. Here we go.
Okay. Oh, you're a double sneezer. So am I.
So okay. If it's a baby soul is here to be selfish. A baby soul is here to be that baby soul. Mine. This is mine, right? You see how a baby acts when they're two? But that's a baby soul, and they're going to be like that entire incarnation. And they're going to reincarnate in that baby soul, because you reincarnate up to, like, you know, what, five or more times in each type of soul. And so they're going to be that until they become the infant soul. Then the infant soul has to go through what the infant soul goes through. And then the middle-aged soul, you know, like the Donald Trumps of the world, they're those middle-aged souls who are all about money and all about the almighty dollar. That's where they are. No offense. It is exactly where they're supposed to be. So you can't expect them to have that mentality of an old soul who says, I'm here to be of service and I'm here to be enlightened and I'm here to expand and grow and I got this thing, I understand that ascension is happening this lifetime. That's an old soul. So you can't expect your wisdom, your knowledge to get through the skull of a baby soul. It's not going to happen.
Right.
But
no one is
broken, right?
Okay. Right. And is there a universal order to bringing in these levels of humans in the physical body, so that we have baby souls and old souls and middle-aged souls and all these things? Is this a universal order of some sort?
Absolutely. You know, there is a hierarchy on the other side. So for an example, in between lifetimes, and when I had one of the experiences that I had, I went to this realm. And in that realm, it's called the Bardo realm. So if you're not familiar with it, Bardo is the realm that you go to in between lifetimes. When you say you're going to school on the other side, it's in the Bardo realm. So I was in this realm. You can call it the heavenly realm, however you want to envision it. But that's where I was in between lifetimes. And so there I am sitting, right, at this table, writing in my Akashic record, and two of my guides were sitting there with me. And I'm writing all the things down in this lifetime that I'm going to accomplish, right? Because some, it might be life lessons. I didn't have any in this lifetime, so that's not what I was writing. And so you're writing your life lessons, and you have your counsel. You know, everyone has their counsel, and it's like, okay, what are you doing in this lifetime? Okay, so then you sit and you write. And you have your soul group who, say, for example, in this lifetime, you had to get a backbone. You had to get self-worth and self-value and self-love. So your soul group, they're going to step forward and they're going to say, okay, I'm going to play that thorn in your side, or I'm going to be that unavailable father so that you learn self-love. And you write that down. So for me, when I was finished writing in my Akashic record, I got up. The two guides got up with me. We walked over to the edge. I looked down, and there was my mom about to give birth to me. And into the womb I went, you see. And so, yes, this is all planned. I'm going to be this soul, and I'm going to do this. And this one's going to come forth as my friend, as my husband, as my mother, as my father, and play this role out for me. Of course, on this side, I forget that all that occurred. So I'm still feeling angst towards you for not being available when, well, you should love this person because they play that role for you, and that's all it is a role.
And as they play that role, do they sometimes sacrifice what they need to do in a lifetime, or is that are they playing that role because that's fitting to
what they
need to accomplish?
Correct, exactly.
So
think about
it's a good match.
You have it's a good match. You have, you know, anywhere from, what, 40 to 60 people in your soul group that will incarnate. So it's a good match because you're all going back and forth, lifetime after lifetime, switching up roles. You know, you may be your husband in this lifetime, and 10 lifetimes ago it may have been your son. And so you are clearing your karma through your dharma, through your actions. So, right, lifetime after lifetime, until you have enough lifetimes that you bring everything into harmony and balance. That's what it's all about, bringing it all back around, full circle, to harmony and balance. And that's why old souls, most old souls are the ones awakening, because they've had all the incarnations as those other souls, and now they've brought it back around, full circle, to harmony and balance. And they're the ones who are becoming the masters. They're the ones who are here to be of service, right? Like you just said earlier, I don't want to mess up anything. Of course not. You're an old soul, and you can't, because you've brought it all back around, full circle.
Right. Interesting. Oh, my gosh.
Isn't it?
I love talking to you. Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is so wonderful. This is so wonderful. Before we run out of time, can you tell my listeners how they can get your book or how they can contact you?
Absolutely. So my book, You're Not Crazy, Your Awakening, Journey to Discovering Your Soul Purpose, Joy, and Abundant Life. You can find that on Amazon as well as Kindle. And you can visit my website, dredwige.com, and that's dredwige.com, dredwige.com. And on my website, you can sign up for a session with me. I do 30-minute sessions, and I also offer mentoring programs where we do either 10 one-hour sessions or 10 30-minute sessions, and I have packages for that. And I've developed like 36 different lessons, everything moving you from autopilot to understanding what the light body is. And so in these lessons, if you sign up for my mentoring program, we work through those lessons together. It's really amazing to see the growth, teaching you how to breathe. If you don't know how to breathe properly and clear your electrical circuitry, all of those types of things I cover in my mentoring program with you. So that, yeah, moving you right through the process. I have different audios on there, all sorts of stuff you'll find on my website, so please.
Okay. On your show page, I have affirmationsforliving.net. Is that another website, or is that the wrong thing? Because I'll fix it.
Well, actually, if they go to that site, it's just going to say, thank you for visiting, and it's going to give you a link to move to Dr. Advish. So Dr. Advish is the correct site. You know,
okay.
that was an older site that I had.
All right, so it's dredwige.com,
yeah.
.com, that's it, simple. I'm going to fix that so everybody can have that link to click on. And, oh, gosh, thank you. Thank you again so much for coming back. I just love, like I
Absolutely.
Said, I just love talking to you and learning. It's so wonderful that you can answer all these questions, you know, that I have and the listeners have,
mm-hmm.
because my mind just goes and goes and goes. I have so many questions and that have been unanswered. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. You know, but this is the time, right? And Yeshua said, question all things. And so, yes, we don't just go blindly. We must understand. And I tell you, all these experiences that I've had over these, I don't even know how many years now, since the car accident was in 04. So that's been quite some years of this awakening as an adult, right? And I've questioned everything. And it's like, you know, I would stand there after an experience and I'd say, hey, look, if you want me to get this and this means something, then you're going to need to bring me the answer. And lo and behold, the next person would be some gifted person and they'd say, geez, oh my goodness, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, there you go. Thank you.
There it is. There it is. Well, I'm going to have to say goodbye to you because the show is going to cut off and I don't want to do that to you. But
okay.
Again, it's been a pleasure, more than a pleasure.
Oh,
and
you,
and I wish you a beautiful day.
You as well. Be blessed. Know that all is exactly as it's supposed to be for everyone. Go into that space of your heart and live and breathe from your heart space, where you only create for your best and highest good and the good of all. So blessings to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so yeah, we got about maybe less than a minute. So I'm just going to go right to the ending. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host, author, and Life Issues Counselor, Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, Randy G. Fine, RandyGFine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be.